Walter Mondale, the last of the old school Democrats, died yesterday. Age of 93, he was Jimmy Carter's vice president. His most famous appearance was with Ronald Reagan during a debate. Ronald Reagan quipped that he would not use his opponent's youth and inexperience as a campaign issue. Still one of the most classic lines in a presidential debate ever. Fritz Mondale, dead at 93. We're also going to get to the fact that the Republicans set an all-time record for fundraising last month for an off-year election cycle. Fundraising record for the RNC. Why? Look around. There's a big victory coming for the Republicans in 2022 in the House. You watch. It's not even going to be close. It's going to be... They're going to tune them up like a... They're going to tune them up like a fish. But back to some of the reasons, the underlying reasons, because everyday Americans know that this violence isn't going to end. Everyday Americans who, for the most part, have turned off their TVs because they're sick and tired of seeing what's happening there. Because they know the narrative, not only from politicians, but from left-leaning media, is the same. This isn't enough. We must punish whiteness. I'm going to get to that in a moment, but I want you to hear on MSNBC how they were saying the convictions of Derek Chauvin, not justice. The system is not working. It's not enough. There has to be more done, a lot more done, whatever that means. Bite 9 on MSNBC. Here's what they had to say. Listen.
I'll say this, Nicole. Like I said, I actually always thought that he would be found guilty because it's sort of a cultural makeup call. But I'm not happy. I'm not pleased. I don't have any sense of satisfaction. I don't think this is a system working. I don't think this is a good thing. What this says to me is that in order to get a nominal degree of justice in this country, that a black man has to be murdered on air, viewed by the entire world, there have to be a year's worth of protests and a phalanx of other white police officers to tell one white officer that he was wrong in order to get one scintilla of justice. That doesn't make me feel happy. That doesn't make me feel satisfied. It makes me worry about what's going to happen when these other officers are held on trial. It makes me upset all the more that we didn't have this for Breonna Taylor. It makes me concerned about what's going to happen in the trial for Ahmaud Arbery. So, no. I mean, this is not the system working. This is a makeup call.
What it tells me is that people of nominal intelligence are allowed to work on television. It tells me people that are race baiters and racist themselves, no matter what their skin color, work every day in the media. Because if you don't believe the system worked by convicting a guy of second-degree murder during that arrest, you're kidding yourself. Many legal experts weighed in at the time that the second-degree murder charge was added, saying that creates a problem because it's probably a step too far. Manslaughter, yes. Disregard for, you know, well-being, bodily harm. Yes, all of those things. But second-degree murder, people thought, was a step too far. And to say the system didn't work, just morally and intellectually dishonest. President Biden, by the way, he weighed in. Here's what he had to say on the verdict of Derek Chauvin. It's by 10. Go.
I also spoke with George Floyd's family again. Remarkable family of extraordinary courage. Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
I'll let that stand there all by itself. Because I want to get to this. I want to get to the education of children in this country, critical race theory, pushing the idea that somehow being born white makes you guilty. Being born white makes you guilty of things that happened 150, 200, 250 years ago by people you didn't know and aren't related to. By being white, you're an oppressor. And being born with any other skin color, you're a victim. A stunning admission of demonizing and demoralizing kids just because they're white. And this is happening in so-called elite schools across this country and elsewhere, to schools everywhere. And it's killing our nation. Do you really think that by teaching these kids over and over again how awful they are is going to end well? Listen to this recording. This is from Grace Church, the head of schools, an elite school, New York. Listen to what is said.
Let me ask you something, George, because I think there's something very different about having a single experience where you make sense of it, right? And having a teacher, an authority figure, talk to you endlessly every year telling you that because you have whiteness, you are associated with evils, all these different evils. These are moral evils. It's not the same as taking like a physical thing because it doesn't affect your moral value. That's the problem.
The fact is that I'm agreeing with you that there has been a demonization that we need to get our hands around in the way in which people are doing this understanding.
Okay, so you agree that we're demonizing kids?
We're demonizing demonizing white people for being born.
And are some of our students white people?
What?
Are some of our students white people?
Yes.
Okay, so we're demonizing white kids. Why don't you just say it?
We are using language that makes them feel less than for nothing that they are personally responsible for.
The school tried to claim the answers there were misquoted. Did it sound misquoted to you? We're demonizing white kids, making them less than. Students in our school, we're making them less than, demonizing them. How would you expect that to end well? Quick break. It's the Steve Gerber Show.